Alana Hauptman is a board member of Animal Kind, the cat rescue organization, and she's coming to talk about Joseph Koechler, who's giving a performance
as a
fundraiser at Helsinki Hudson on Sunday.
Well, you go and get her. I will play some Joseph Koechler. How's
that? Sound great.
Good? Okay, let's see how this goes.
Listen to this man's voice.
Come on, Joseph Koechler. Here we go. Soon. Go on, computer.
I have a feeling that a man in a Lincoln Town Car is going to pull up outside your house and call you on your cell phone and say, "I'm here." And you, being puzzled but also curious, will probably go outside to see who he is. But then when you catch a glimpse of him through the slightly tinted passenger side window, you'll have second thoughts. But then he'll roll down the window, and he will say to you this:
Well, that would be pretty scary if that actually happened, right? Somebody came. Did you hear his introduction, Alan?
No, I didn't hear
it. I was about if you were walking down the street and someone drove up beside you and rolled down his window and started singing this. Alana, where's your microphone?
The thing about that voice is that if you were in the studio and you could see the picture of Joseph Koechler and that voice came out of this angelic face, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, you think he's angelic looking?
He was at that moment,
yes. You don't think he's a little demonic?
Well, he's going, he has several voices and several characters, wouldn't you say, Alana?
Yes. It's not what it seems, I'll put it to you that way.
So, were you inspired by seeing him last year at Ankrum?
Absolutely. I must say that I'm not always prone to loud applause for things, as most people know me. But I went there, and I didn't know what to expect. I had no idea. I was just really supporting my friend's new opera house. And this guy comes walking in, and with that voice, walking down the aisle, as almost like it sounded like he had an organ in his chest. I mean, I know he has organs, but you know what I mean, like the sound of an organ.
Yes.
Really, really strong voice. And then the whole thing started, and it went from being funny to being touching to being really sad. It was just everything rolled into one, and he was great. And at the end, I would like to say I was the youngest person in the audience, but I'm probably exaggerating.
Well, Ellen was there, so she's probably got
you by. Several other people I know. But they all stood. One friend of mine who uses a walker, he stood up, and they were all waving their hands and shouting bravo, and it was pretty impressive. So we thought we'd try it, and it's hopefully everybody's going to come. I've sold quite a few tickets already.
No prices, by the way. I can't
no
tell
prices but they're available still, and it should be quite a performance.
Alana, tell people about the program at Animal Kind, which is one of the reasons why you're doing this.
Well, Animal Kind has been around for 20 years, started by Katrin Hecker. And it started because there was an awful lot of stray cats in Hudson. And she just had compassion for them, and so she started Animal Kind. And it's unbelievable. It's grown from her having them in her house to, well, she still has about 40 cats in her house. But
she has a cat house.
Like
yes,
you.
She does. And her name is Katrine. But so over the years, it's just become a big, larger and larger organization. And now where they had 160 cats, they have 60 cats. And she takes, we bring dogs back from Costa Rica. I mean, it's, she's pretty terrific. And the organization is really something else. If you've never been there, you should go because it's beautiful. And the cats are all there and you're allowed to pet them. And it's just really nice.
You walk into the living room. And there are cats every place. It's
just
really
like your house,
funny.
Ellen.
I only have two cats.
Yeah,
Tom.
It just seems that way, I guess.
And I only have one.
But I remember before Katrin started this organization, she used to go out and feed the cats. But you could not drive down Allen Street without driving very, very carefully because the foot of
it was unbelievable.
Front street, there were cats running all over the place.
So the thing is that they, you know, they capture. It's capture and release. If the cats are feral cats, they bring them. A lot of times she does things where somebody from a farm will bring the cats in and they'll live in the barn and they're fed, but they also help with the rodent population. And any cat that has a real problem, Katrin just takes it right home. And they live together with the 30 or some odd cats and everybody's happy. So it's worked out very, very well. And there's a lot less cats in Hudson.
She's incredible. And also, she gets people to foster cats.
Yes, you're looking at a sucker right here.
Yes, yes, but Alana, you convinced me that I should take those two little kittens.
Yes, I sure did. And now how old are they, Ellen?
I don't know how old they are. I think they're about 10 years old, eight to 10 years old.
Well, Alana, you can clear up an ongoing question we have here at WGXC. As a local restaurant owner and barkeep, how often is Ellen at the bar there?
Well, she has a special table that she likes to sit at.
Oh, there we go.
And
I knew it.
She sits there by herself sometimes, but we make sure that somebody goes over every few minutes to talk to her because
we don't
want her to be lonely.
And to refresh her glass, right?
But she does not like to sit at the bar.
Oh, okay.
Because she's too short.
It's difficult to eat at the bar.
Not with our new red, our little, what are we calling them, saddle?
Yeah, but you still have to...
Kitty seats?
I need a kitty.
A bumper
seat.
That's
next. That's coming. It's coming.
A phone book?
Two phone books, probably.
Yeah, nowadays,
which we don't have anymore.
Yeah, right. Which
we haven't. So that's out of the question.
I have phone books. I'll bring my own.
Okay. We'll keep them for you.
It's like the computer monitor sits on two reams of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Some technical person told me that that was the exact... height
makes sense.
Needed.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little technical point.
Have reams of paper in the back, so I'll help you out there if you want to sit at the bar.
Anyway, the concert, and he has more than one voice. He has a very wide range.
It's hard to explain, and I know that I sound lame because I'm on the radio trying to promote it, but it's really magical. It's a special thing, and I'm really happy that we were able to, after a lot of dates and things with his agent, we got him here, and that Helsinki is so generously giving us the space. And it should be fantastic, and I just say, come and see it for yourself.
And it's Sunday night?
That's
this
right.
Sunday.
Doors open at 5, and the show is at 7.
And I'll be there.
Oh, really?
Tom, are you going to be there?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
You're going to miss out on something special.
Yeah, no, I want to see him. We interviewed him last time he was here. I mean, when he performed at Ankrum. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go to that one, but life intervened.
Well, you don't have far to go. He's right here in Hudson.
That's true.
Right.
And if Ellen's there, well, I guess I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a date already?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, let's make it a date. You paying?
No.
Come on. Since when do we go Dutch?
I'll give her a discount.
So, thanks, Alana, for coming
That's
in.
That's it?
And, no, what's new at the
I
Red
think
Dot?
I think you're giving her a bum's rush because you don't want her talking about your presence at the Red Dot.
Tom, nobody cares because it's false news. We all know it's false news.
Okay, Donald.
It's all fake. All fake.
Fake.
Sad.
Fake.
That's sad, Ellen.
But, wrong.
But Joseph Koeckler at Helsinki on Sunday is not
it's
fake.
True news.
So please
not
come
fake.
Out and enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
Okay, I guess that's it. Would you like to escort our guest out, and I'll play some more Joseph Koeckler while you're gone?
Yes.
Okay.
See if you can find his falsetto.
I'm trying to, but it's not clear what, you know, we'll see.
Hello. Yes, you did. You better come get in.
What the heck is this?
Bring me down. Do you?